Well, this time we're having Mars, the red planet. And so we're really looking forward to a whole series of events and welcoming people to be able to come and enjoy either seeing it or participating under it.
And in terms of the sort of size of it, will it be the same kind of size as the moon last year? Because the moon was an impressive size here in the cathedral.
Well, actually, the original sculptures are 7 meters across, and that was too big to fit in here. So they do a slightly smaller one, which is 6 meters. So yes, it will be the same.
And tell us a little bit about the gentleman who's actually created Mars, and we've had the moon and we had the Earth as well at St. Thomas's Church in Douglas nearly 2 years ago now.
Well, Luke Jerram is based in Bristol and he's done all kinds of interesting things. And I think he was behind the initial idea of the pianos being played in open spaces. So just to Google his name and you'll find out his worldwide impact. So we're very fortunate to be able to have another of his artworks here.
So a year ago, you had the moon displayed in the cathedral and it was incredibly popular with literally thousands and thousands of people coming through the doors here to have a look.
We were astonished. We did know that when the Earth was at St. Thomas's, they'd had about 13,000 visitors. But of course, that's in Douglas. And it was in April, May time. So this was February and in Peel. And yet we had visitors from right the way across the island. And we topped 18,000 visitors, which we were very excited about.
Did that surpass your sort of wildest dreams in terms of numbers through the door?
Well, I mean, I know that other cathedrals may clock up many more than that over the course of the year. But for us here, I mean, it was an astonishing amount. And it was just great to welcome many people who'd never been through the doors before. And particularly as we had recently reopened after the restoration work, there were just so many positive comments about the space that we have here. And also, now that we have underfloor heating, we had it on full time for the whole 3 weeks. And it was really warm in here, which is quite unusual for a cathedral church.
And it really did capture people's imaginations. You know, you saw on social media across the weeks it was on display, you know, families, young and old, having their photographs taken. It really did capture people's imaginations. Why do you think that was?
Well, it is an impressive piece of artwork. And it does make you realise how big the Earth, the universe, the planets are. And to be able to see what we can only actually in the sky see as a tiny speck, obviously in terms of Mars, the moon we can see more of. But to be brought up close to such an astonishing thing, because they are done from satellite photography, so it's based on what it really looks like. And it is just very impressive.
And when Mars is displayed here, doors will be open Saturday the 7th of February, and the doors will be open regularly for several weeks. There's a lot of sort of time for people to come and have a look at this.
That's right. So it's with us for 3 whole weeks and an extra couple of days. For the first week, which is during term time, people can come from 9. We will be closing in the evening, probably around 9 o'clock. But in some evenings, we will be having ticketed events. But otherwise, it will be free entry from 9 until 9. But in the middle week, which is half term, we're going to have a series of exercise classes, Pilates, chair-based exercises, parasize, and those will need to be booked. But we're having them first thing. So we're going to open at 10 o'clock during the half-term week.
And during the 3 weeks or so Mars is on display, as you mentioned, there will be various ticketed events, some concerts. Just give us a little bit of a flavour about what people can expect there if they'd like to come along to any of those.
Well, last year there was a duo, Elizabeth Blythe Davidson and her husband Daniel. They came with a guitar and with a violin, and they were very popular, and they're coming back again. This time we've got Amy Howes, who's coming. Now, she does sound baths, and I went to see her when she was the artist in residence with the Wildlife Trust at her final piece, which was in Laxey, and I'm not sure she's bringing it with her, but she had a plant orchestra. So she had wired some plants up to a computer, and then when she touched them just gently, they were actually reacting and it was coming across as music. So I'm not sure if she's bringing the plants this time, but she'll be bringing instruments, and we'll be encouraging people to bring Pilates mats and come and lie down and enjoy it. And we're just working on having the War of the Worlds, the kind of radio type production, where again we'll be encouraging people to bring mats and lie on our nice warm floor and just experience that amazing dramatic performance, which is quite scary when you think about these Martians invading us.
So details of all those special events will be available on the Cathedral's website and on the social media pages as well. And you talk about the underfloor heating. I mean, this is a huge building. Obviously, the upkeep must cost an enormous amount of money. How crucial is it that it's not just services on a Sunday? How crucial is it that actually you have events like this and lots of other events through the year to sort of get people through the door and using what has very much now become a community space?
I mean, it would be a great pity if this lovely space was not used a lot. Clearly, the initial function of the cathedral is for worship, but how do we express our worship? For some people, it is informal church services. For others, it's just enjoying being, sometimes just being quiet, sometimes expression through dance, certainly through music. For some people, they find music lifts them to a space which could possibly be God or some sort of spiritual experience. But this is a building that we want the whole community to feel free to use. So there would be very few events that we would say that's not appropriate.
When you talk about people coming into this building and feeling a connection, when the moon was here last year and perhaps with Mars this year, did you find that people did find maybe some kind of spiritual connection with the models on display?
Well, it was actually very interesting. We've got a series of little prayer cards which were just on a table at the back. So we weren't kind of promoting them in any way. And what we found was that they were disappearing. And I suddenly realized we needed to replenish them. And another thing which really surprised us was, you know, when people go into a Catholic church, they would expect to be lighting candles. We do have the facility for lighting candles here, and there are often one or two that are lit. But while the moon was with us, there were an extraordinary number of candles that were requested. And, you know, people perhaps didn't know quite what to say, either internally or externally. But there was something about wanting perhaps to remember somebody, maybe somebody who had died or somebody who was sick, or somebody who was special to them. And I don't know how many candles we got through, but there were a great many. And actually for that reason, we thought that while Mars is with us, we'd like to offer people the opportunity to think just a little bit more. So we're going to have an exhibition of some scientists, both from the past and from the present, who had a Christian faith. So that there won't be sermons on them, it will just be about what they did and one statement about their faith, to help us to engage with the fact that science and faith are approaching big questions in the world, but from different perspectives. And it's quite possible to be a person of faith and to be a scientist, or to be a scientist and to be a person of faith. And we're actually wanting to track whether coming to Mars does have an impact on people. And so we're going to have a survey, which is obviously completely open whether people answer it or not. It will be available online and in person here so that we can help to see what we can do as a building of faith to help people to engage with the spiritual. So not to be forcing things on people, but to give them an opportunity to explore some of those big questions.
Now, an event like this obviously costs some money to put on, and you have had some financial help from various organisations, and I know you'd be keen to mention those now.
I certainly would. We couldn't do this without them. So we were extremely fortunate last year that the major sponsor was the Arts Council, because it was their 60th anniversary and they had additional funding. This year, the Domestic Events Fund, seeing the impact that it had on Peel and the local businesses and the people who came here, were very happy to support and are the largest supporter. And the Arts Council also wanted to be included in the event, and so they have given us some sponsorship. Peel Commissioners appreciated the impact on the town, so they've put a little bit of money in. And then there's a fourth lot, which is called Equipping Christian Leadership in an Age of Science, because many Christians, even those in leadership, are not scientists, and they struggle to know how it's possible to engage with scientists because they don't have that knowledge. But it's about having a confidence that it's okay to have faith and science. And so they've been generous too. And their director is actually coming over to give some talks. He's available for schools, and he's going to do one talk in the evening, and then we're going to have a posh dinner, and he's the after-dinner speaker. And his topic for that is fun, because it's something to do with aliens. So I have no idea what he'll say, but I know he's an entertaining speaker, and the food will be great because it's Philbys.
So last year, over 18,000 people came to see the display of the moon. Obviously, that brought thousands and thousands of people into Peel, into the town. How much do you think that the town outside of the cathedral benefited from all those people?
Well, the traders were great because they provided vouchers so that people could have money off. We had 500 vouchers from 10 different traders, and the most popular ones all went, and we had to get a reprint. And it was rumoured that Davidson's actually ran out of ice cream on one day. Now, that was countered, but I'm not sure quite where the truth lies. But this time they say they're going to work on a Mars ice cream, so that would be a fun thing. And we're also including the local bakers who are going to be making us some Mars cakes to serve in our Mars bar here in the cathedral.
Once the Mars display is finished, what would you like to see here next in terms of sort of big events? Do you have any sort of grand plans or any sort of, you know, real dreams that you might like to share with us about the future?
Well, Luke Jerram has made four of these space objects. We've had the Earth in St. Thomas's, we've had the Moon, now we've got Mars. The last one is the Sun, called Helios, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to bring that next February, at a time which is kind of dark, potentially miserable, not long after Christmas when budgets are a bit low, when there's not a lot to do in half term. So if there's any way that we can, that's what my hope is.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.